Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
My name is Alan.
And I'm Travis.
And the podcast. This is it for this week.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
Well, I don't know. I got to change it up. Now, Lord knows when I'm going to be able to say it again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was 1 week.
What? No, I was just like, it's been 84 years.
And I can still smell the fresh paint.
It's like, I mean, as far as I know, Bond is still coming out in November, so that's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. Because, well, we'll get to that in the movie news, but.
We will. Before we do that, though, how have your weeks been going?
Pretty good. not super. I don't know. I've been getting off work at like pretty normal, decent times now. So
except for Wednesday.
Yeah, that's true. Wednesday and Thursday, actually. So most of the time.
Alrighty. Nothing too crazy this week. Nothing.
We looked at buying a new couch. We're probably gonna buy it, but they said it's not gonna be available till like November 12th. So we're like, Ooh. Well, we're just gonna wait then. Why am I gonna? I'm not gonna.
Oof.
Drop a bunch of money and then, you know what I mean? When I buy something, I want to like have it.
You want that like, immediate, yeah, like kind of
gratification. Yeah. Is that the word? Yeah. Like, yeah. That's why I'm not a huge fan of ordering stuff online.
Gotta get that same day delivery.
Yeah, that's also expensive.
Right?
Well, something. I don't know. I don't even know how it works. You know, considering what I do for work,
I was going to say, you're in shipping.
I just make sure it gets there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Travis.
Yes.
How's your week been going?
It's been going pretty good.
Yeah.
Started doing my job more so full time, so that's been good. Through DoorDash. So I saw Alan out in the wild. That was fun. yeah, other than that, it's been good. Haven't really done a whole lot or so watched anything.
What's a typical day of dashing like? I mean, obviously you make your own hours, but is it pretty steady? Like, can you find constant, they need something, you know what I mean? I just don't know how it works.
It depends on what time of day you're at. So, like, if you're working, like, the lunchtime or the night or the dinner time, then it's a little bit more steady, as in you're getting more customers. But if it's, like, in the in-between time, it's usually pretty scarce in terms of orders, and you're just waiting around listening to music or whatever.
So do you just like post up in like a busy area during lunchtime and then just
exactly
get it? Okay.
Yep.
It's not, I mean, I like the aspect that you can like kind of pick and choose when you want to work.
That's nice.
So sorry, is it, I don't know how they, is it hourly or with DoorDash and then you get like whatever they tip you or?
So
I always wonder how the pay works for that.
It's per order. So okay. Like when you get an order, it'll say how much it's going to be. So like you'll get $9.50 to go like 3.5 miles from the restaurant to the person's house. And then when you deliver it, you do like a review to say like, oh yeah, this is an easy delivery. So then you give them a thumbs up or a happy face and then and then they're like, oh, I'll give you a little bit more. So sometimes you can make a little bit more too. So like the $9.50 plus more tip.
Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just never knew how it worked. I'm like, these guys, because like I know to sign up for it, it's pretty easy. So I was like, how do they, I just didn't, I, yeah. What about you, John?
I stayed at home and did nothing. No, it's been pretty dull week, you know, just going into work and everything like that, so.
Gotcha, sure.
I lead a boring life, other than, you know, having a championship belt sitting behind me at my computer this past week. So that was fun.
So that put a little jump in your step every time?
A little bit. Cool. I walked in the house playing some Queen.
Comes back from a hard day of work, looks at the belt. I feel better. You know, just brighten your day, John.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Very nice. Okay. Well, I guess you guys ready to jump on in and start up some movie news?
Let's do it.
Jumping.
Oh. Very nice. Alrighty. Travis, I don't know if you kind of wanted to take over since you're the one that kind of got most of the, if not all of the news into the shared document.
You're right.
I thought I pulled that up, actually.
Well, first up, Black Widow has been delayed until May 7th, 2021.
No. Yeah, that's a bunch of crap. I saw that and I was just like, God, I was like, really?
Mm-hmm.
So does that, wait, so is Eternals still going to come out in February then?
Probably not.
Well, because Black Widow is supposed to be a standalone film, so I don't think it would affect the timeline, really. Well, because it takes place between Civil War and Infinity War.
Right.
So I don't know how much it would affect. I don't know much about it, because I haven't seen it yet. I should have been able to see it like 6 months ago.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Almost. Almost here. Yeah, I know. Geez, it feels like so long ago. We were sitting here trying to figure out who Taskmaster was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That feels like so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to wait until May.
And now we're still sending around. Yeah, now it's like, who would have thought that over a year later?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we wouldn't know for another year. Like, May seems so far away. Yeah, May 2021.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. Well, I guess kind of going on from that, did I talk about this last week? I don't even remember when it dropped. The WandaVision trailer
dropped. Yeah, we talked about that.
Last week.
Okay, cool. I couldn't remember. My timelines are all messed up, so.
Mm-hmm. Apparently that's December 2020.
Yeah, because then we also have Mandalorian next month.
Mm-hmm.
October. Right. I remember that one. I remember talking about that one. But speaking of Disney.
Yes. So I found out, well, when I was doing research for the show on Wednesday, but we ended up canceling, it said that on Wednesday, it was the 20-year anniversary of Remember the Titans coming out.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you remember?
I did. I can remember going to go see it at Plymouth, actually.
I'm going to remember the Titans after this Sunday because the Vikings play them, and we're going to get our butts whooped. Because we suck this year. Jesus Christ, we do.
Don't worry, I haven't been watching. So it's not me.
I don't even want to know what it would be like if you did watch. My word.
Watch, they start playing good.
Right? Right? Yeah.
John, I'm coming over. Here's your jersey.
I already got my jersey. I've had my jersey for years now.
What do you have, a Moss jersey?
No. No.
Brad Johnson?
No.
Custom?
No.
Carter?
Let's just say if people saw the jersey, they'd be like, nice.
Brock Lesnar?
No.
Who?
Jared Allen.
Oh, yeah, it is Jared. Okay.
Yep. I was going to say Culpepper.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I was thinking way earlier. I was like, what's a...
I mean, I... Oh, man, when did I get that? Holy cow. I got that...
Had to have been like 8 or 10 years ago.
Yeah. No, I was working at Subway, so I hadn't even started at any of my computer jobs yet. So, I mean, that was 7, 8 years ago. No.
Longer.
Nine or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Nine or 10 years ago. That is crazy.
I would imagine it was probably like around the 2009 season when we were doing super well. Then we lost to the Saints in the NFC Championship.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. Possibly. But yeah, no, I had a... My boss actually had a pretty good hookup for some authentic jerseys at, you know, they were still expensive, but they weren't NFL store expensive.
Yeah, they're spendy. Sure.
So I got my Jared Allen jersey.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yes. But, yeah, Remember the Titans 20 years ago.
Yep.
John got his jersey 10 years ago, and Remember the Titans was 10 years earlier than that, so.
There you go.
Still a great movie. I think, potentially best sports movie, top sports movie ever. Definitely top three. I'd probably say it's the best football movie.
Not even like Rudy?
I think it's better than Rudy.
Rudy's
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights is good. I still think Remember the Titans, in my book, edges it out.
What's the Replacements?
Any Given Sunday.
Oh, I love that movie.
Replacements is good. Any Given Sunday is also very good.
I think there was another one. The Longest Yard?
That's also very good.
That's a good one, yeah.
The Adam Sandler one.
Mm-hmm.
Either or.
Or
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like The Longest Yard. don't know. It's so hard to choose. I don't know. I still think probably Remember the Titans is like the one I could watch the most, like, and not be, you know, like, okay, I'm sick of this.
Well, now that we are a couple of weeks into football season here, and we had the Remember the Titans anniversary this week, go ahead and let us know on Facebook what your favorite football movie is. So facebook.com/moviesareathing. Let us know what your favorite movie, what your favorite football movie is. And we're talking American football here, not soccer. So let us know over there. Otherwise, you can catch us on Twitter. We are at Movies Are Thing. Also on Instagram, at Movies Are Thing. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that. You can also let us know over in one of those two platforms as well. We'd love to hear from you.
All right. Definitely.
Do we got any other movie news?
Yes, I have one more piece. So I don't know. I didn't look up to see what else he's been in, but they've casted Hawkman in Black Adam. Okay. And it is going to be Aldous Hodge.
Oh, yeah. He's, most recently, I would say people would remember him from The Invisible Man.
Yes.
And, yeah. He was also in Straight Outta Compton. He played MC Ren. Okay. I don't know. He's been in quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah.
He's absolutely. Good actor.
I mean, he was in, the What Men Want.
Yep.
Okay.
He was also in Hidden Figures.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm just kind of going through his, some of his stuff here. Let's see here. That's where I knew him from. Okay. If you guys ever watched Leverage, the TV show.
I've heard of it. Never watched it.
He was Alec Hardison. So he was one of the main characters, kind of, I think, in later seasons. But yeah, Leverage is a pretty good show. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Shallow and pedantic.
Yes, good.
Peter. No, I always remember him from Straight Outta Compton.
He was also in A Good Day Good Day to Die Hard.
Well, that movie wasn't very good.
Let's see here. And then, yeah, basically, it's just a lot of TV shows before that, too. But yeah. So he's going to be, you said Hawkman?
Hawkman, yes.
Perfect. Yeah, that should be a pretty interesting to watch.
I think so, too.
Fantastic. Alrighty. That being said, did either of you have any other movie news or anything like that that you would like to talk about before we...
Well, it's not movie news, but we're going to mention the passing of one Laurinaitis.
Yep, Joe Laurinaitis passed away this week here.
Other people may know him as Animal, as in Animal and Hawk, i.e. the Road Warriors, from WWF, Naughty.
Before they got the F out.
Yeah. Wait, he was in the World Wildlife Foundation? What? God. Oh, man.
But yeah, like I said, I did not realize he was James's dad.
Yeah.
Until this week when they said he passed. I saw the... I can't believe I never put two and two together. I was like, oh, Joe Laurinaitis. And then I was like, wait a minute. And then they said it. They're like, oh, father of James Laurinaitis. I was like, you what? I was like, no kidding. Yeah, my buddy sent me that picture.
That's when father and son dressed up as their...
When he got drafted.
Wow. Yeah. So Joe Laurinaitis dressed as Rams player. And then James Laurinaitis dressed as the Animal. Yeah. But yeah, that's a... Definitely wasn't expecting that. I mean, he was only 60 years old.
Yeah, what was it? Heart attack? Or did they not say?
Because
I remember Hawk died long time ago. He was only like 40-something when he died. And I think he had a heart attack.
Let's see here. Yeah, all I'm seeing is that it has not been disclosed what the cause of death was.
Yeah, because 60 is pretty young.
Sure they'll have it out by next week so we could say.
Possibly.
Unless they're going to take their time and doing an autopsy.
I mean, I've got my thoughts, but I don't necessarily want to say anything just in case, you know, it could be completely wrong. But yeah, it's definitely unfortunate. Like we were saying, 60 years old, passed away this week. So yeah, definitely a sad time for a lot of wrestling fans. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, hopefully to lighten the mood a little bit here. Let's go ahead and hop into some Travis trivia.
Sure. So we have four categories. So it's going to be, we're all in this together, which is themed. And then we have movie plots explained badly, which is themed. I have another one, which I, and it's new. It's called Dynamic Duo. I'm going to say, so it's basically movies with two main actors in it that are starring together. So I'm going to say the two actors, and you have to tell me what movie it is.
Bad Boys.
No.
Dang it.
Top then, grossing movie of the year.
Yes. Yes, it is. And then last one is Score, which is also themed.
Score!
Whoops.
And since John is the defending champion, he can choose the first category. Okay, so what category, John?
Can we do...
Hold on, I gotta test this. Okay. All right, now you can reset them.
You get it wrong. can we do Dynamic Duo once the buzzers are unlocked?
Okay.
Yeah, Dynamic Duo, please.
Okay, it's unlocked now. Is it good? Okay. So, the first Dynamic Duo is Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker.
Rush Hour.
That's correct. All right. Oh, that was right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Alan, what category?
He hit the button before you finished. I don't think that was valid.
Oh, shut up. let's go plots.
Plots, okay.
You know, the moves.
Two cops, one killer, one box. What's in it?
Seven.
That's correct.
God. Ha! I thought I pressed it.
What's in the bag?
Okay, John, what's your
Poor Pepper.
Let's go for a score, quick.
Okay. So.
Any hints?
It's a medical drama movie. Alan?
Is it Patch Adams?
It is not. All right, let me reset that. What's wrong?
Reset. I think I know what it is.
Does have Robin Williams in it, though.
Oh. Wait. I got nothing. I need another hint.
Also stars Robert De Niro.
Now it's not what I think it was.
Now you can unlock him again because you gave the hint.
Okay. Came out in like the 80s.
See, when I was... I thought it was something completely different. Now I'm thrown off.
Do we got any other hints?
This is definitely Randy Newman, is it not? The score?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Okay.
Huh?
Let me... Also stars Julie Kavner from The Simpsons, John Hurd, Penelope Ann Miller, directed by Penny Marshall.
Is it, Alan? What's that movie called? Awakening?
That's correct.
Oh my god, yes! I was like, trying to think, I was like, oh my god, I was like, what is this? When you said medical trauma, originally I was like, Benjamin Button. I was like, Curious Case of Benjamin Button, but then you started saying who was in it, and I was like, that's not right.
Right.
It's definitely Randy Newman. I don't know if that's the theme, but that's not like a Randy Newman score. So okay. If Toy Story pops up, I'm blowing it up.
All right, what's your category, Alan?
What have we not done? We're all in this together.
Okay.
It's not as whimsical without John.
All right.
Did you want to unlock them quick?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right. So, Macaulay Culkin, Joe Pesci.
Come on!
John?
Is it Home Alone?
Is correct.
Yes! He's getting all, like, the super... Well, I mean, we'd both get him, but I mean, yeah. He's just faster.
Right?
You gotta hit the button before he finishes the name.
I did. I was like... I literally hit it and it like goes dark. I'm like, God.
Can we go to... Let's try Dynamic Duo again.
Okay. Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels.
Dumb and Dumber.
Alan, yep.
Gotcha that time!
Because right. You jumped the gun again.
Well, I was literally... I'm going to be completely honest. I was sitting here waiting and I was waiting for him to go, Mel Gip. I was waiting for it. I don't think I'm ever going to beat, what was it, Batman?
Yeah.
No.
No, it was...
Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski, that's what it was.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, next one. Boom, is it Big Lebowski? Yeah.
I was so mad at you.
That was great, though. Talking about a Hail Mary.
Okay.
All right, Alan, it's your category.
Let's go back to film plots because I'm pissed off about Seven.
Okay. So, do I have it unlocked? Mm-hmm. I should. Okay.
I think so.
So, cops need a cartoonist to help find a murderer. Alan?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Incorrect.
I think I jumped the gun on that. Oh, if I know the theme, I know what it is. I think I know. I think I know.
I got nothing.
So, reset it?
Well, if you hit wrong... Okay, so then that's when my light's up, and then since I don't know, then you can just hit reset, and that'll...
Okay.
Or unlock, or whatever, and that'll get them.
Okay. Yes.
It's Cool World.
Incorrect.
Thought that was it for sure.
No, I got nothing.
I need a hint. Obscure enough.
I need a hint.
Robert Downey Jr. is in this...
I got my theme. See, I thought because of Seven, I was thinking Brad Pitt. And you said cartoon. I was like, all right, Brad Pitt. I was like, Cool World. I was like, there it is. But nope.
Yeah, it stars Robert Downey Jr. And it's based off of a true story about a real murderer.
Oh, yeah, because you're giving hints. You should unlock them.
Oh, my bad. Alan?
Zodiac.
That's correct.
That's actually one I haven't seen. I've been meaning to, but
it's a good movie.
See, at first, like, that crossed my mind when you said they're a cartoonist. I'm like, I was like, that's a long shot. But I guess it wasn't.
Is the theme on this one kind of a more, not meta, but big picture kind of thing?
I think it might be the director, honestly.
Okay.
All right.
You're thinking too far. Yeah. I was like, I think it's just the director.
Alan, it's your board.
Let's try We're All in This Together again.
All right.
Skadoosh.
Macaulay Culkin. Gabby Hoffman.
It's The Good Son.
Incorrect.
Damn it. Oh, I know what it is. Oh, no.
Is it Bridge to Terabithia?
It is incorrect.
Incorrect.
Is it? Wait, keep going. And unlock them.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Gabby Hoffman, Jean Louisa Kelly, Amy Madigan, Laurie Metcalf, and John Candy.
Uncle Buck.
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, John, it's your category.
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
I was just about to say. Why do you live alone? Got any kids?
It's a good question. Can we go to
score
again, please?
All right, ready?
Ready. Can we get any hints?
Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster.
Wait.
John?
Is it What Women Want?
Incorrect.
No.
That's Helen Hunt.
Oh, that is Helen Hunt.
Keep playing it. This is definitely, it's Randy Newman. I know that's the theme now.
All right, that's the end of it.
Just play it again. Well,
I think
Mel Gibson.
More hints?
Oh, yeah, I thought he was...
Okay, so it's directed by Richard Donner. It's a Western. But playing cards. Alan?
It's on the tip... No. It's the one where I can, see it, but I can't say the name again. Stop looking at me like that. Mavericks?
I mean, yeah, that's Maverick. Basically right. Yeah, Maverick, but yes.
Oh, God. I was like, it's something with an M. Maverick. Okay, I saw that movie once, a long time ago.
Never saw it.
It's a good movie. All right. Alan, it's your board.
Dynamic duo.
Dynamic duo. What do
you say, Bane?
Yeah. Trey Parker and Matt Stone. John.
I was pressing it. Watch him mess this up.
Basketball.
That's
crazy. Yes.
Hold on here just a second. There we go.
I was hoping he'd be like, South Park. I was like, God, yes. I was literally like, I was like. Sorry.
All right, John, it's your board.
Plots.
All right. You play the game and the game plays you. Sorry. Okay. John.
Is it Jumanji?
Incorrect. Do you like to answer or would you like a hint?
You play the game. I don't think I can think of is that... horror movie, video game horror movie, but I don't think that's it. I can't even remember the name of it. You're playing. Hint.
Okay, so I'll unlock it. It stars Michael Douglas, Sean Penn.
Yeah, it worked.
Might need another hint, man.
Okay, hold on. Let's see. course, there's no other people in here I could really say. Deborah Kara Unger, she's another character or another actor. James Rebhorn.
When was it released?
It was released in 1997.
Any other hints about the plot?
Yeah.
So this guy, Michael Douglas's character, is kind of a, he's a butt. Basically, he's mean to people, and somebody gives him a gift, and it's for this game for him to play.
I got nothing.
So do we want to give up, or?
I think we might have to.
I don't have any idea.
Okay. It's called The Game.
It's literally called The Game?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it.
It's really, really good. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that.
I
mean, if I did, then it was completely gone from my mind, but.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's reset.
Well.
Unlock. And let's do We're All in This Together. Dan Aykroyd, Stephanie Farrisee, Annette Bening, Lucy Deakins, and John Candy. John.
Oh. Wait a second. John Candy? Oh, that was John Goodman. I may have prematurely buzzed.
You prematurely buzzolated?
Do you want to? You can just. Yeah. Wrong me.
Wrong.
Is it Coneheads?
Incorrect. Okay. Let's see. It's about camping ish.
I have the movie in my head, but I can't. For the life of me, think of the name.
John.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. The Great Outdoors.
That's correct.
Yes. That's it. Yep. I was like, I can see it, but.
My next one would have been that he fights a grizzly bear.
The Revenant. Huh?
Very nice.
All right, John. It's your board.
Hey. Let's go with what's the one that we haven't done for a while.
It was We're All in This Together, but I just did that.
Okay.
We've done movie plots, or?
Yeah, we just did movie plots, because we couldn't get that one.
Duo?
I think we did Duo right before that.
There's only four categories. I mean.
Let's just do a score.
Score?
Please. Okay. It's like.
Score. Oh, I need to unlock it. Okay. Tommy McGuire.
Plus Alan.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay.
I was like, God.
See, my mind was going right with animated. It felt animated. Yeah, so I wasn't even thinking
Randy
anywhere.
Randy Newman
will
do that.
Yeah, right? So I wasn't even thinking anywhere close to Pleasantville, so.
No, I had them. I was thinking I could, like. I was right on the cut. I was like, yeah, like Pleasantville or what was I thinking of? Well, I know the theme now, but I could see, like, you know, old school, like 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like old school Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that other movie kind of similar? I mean, it's not similar at all, actually.
Blast from the Past?
Yeah, with Brandon Fraser. Yeah. Yeah.
I got you.
Yep. That's like what I was envisioning. Then he said Tobey Maguire, and I was like, got it.
All right. What category?
Let's go with Duo.
Duo? Okay. So, Bill Murray. Alan?
Yeah, let's hear it, Alan. let's hear it. What you got?
Caddyshack.
Incorrect.
What's the other name, please? finish what you were saying first.
Okay. Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, Sean Young, PJ Souls, Judge Reinhold, and John Candy.
Wait, did you hit wrong on his or?
Oh no, I did not. Sorry, my bad.
It's not really a dynamic duo. That's like.
Oh, you said. Oh, I.
You did a We're All in This Together.
Yeah, I did.
That's why I was like, wait a minute, John Candy named no. Like.
We can do this one. That's fine.
Let's just do it.
Because we're already in it.
Yeah, we're all in this together already. So. I was like, it's not really a duo movie for Bill Murray, and then I was like, this is not a duo. You're like a whole cast. What are you doing?
My bad.
Hey. Okay.
What? Mine's still open. Don't worry, because you buzzed in a little early. You just hold on for a second. Give it to him. I can't okay. Think right now.
Ghostbusters?
Incorrect.
Damn. Oh.
Yeah. So then.
It's off.
Yeah. Could you say the names just one more time?
Yes. So, Bill Murray, mm-hmm. Harold Ramis, Sean Young.
Is it Stripes?
That's correct.
I was like, what movie is John Candy in there with them? And then I remembered the shaving the heads, and I was like, oh, yep. Stripes. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
John, what's your category?
Dynamic duo, please.
Okay.
For I'll real get it right this time. Dynamic duo. Oh, yeah, you got.
This one will be pretty easy. Mike Myers and Dana Carvey.
Wayne's World.
Jesus Christ, come on.
Wayne's World. Party on. Excellent.
All right, John, what's your category?
Can we do...
Don't worry.
Okay.
Let's do plots.
Plots. Plutes.
Pantaloons, what?
All right, movie plots is... Two men become one.
I need a hint.
I can't talk about it.
Is it Fight Club?
That's correct.
I'm pretty sure he's done Fight Club twice, and each time his hint has been, I can't talk about it.
I do think I remember something about that before.
All right, John, what's your category?
Literally, all these have been not that one of us doesn't know the answer. It's like, it's a buzzer race.
Mm-hmm. Can we go back to We're All in This Together?
All right. Let's see, do I have it on low? No, I do not. Okay. So now we're all kosher. All right. Steve Martin, Layla Rowe.
Nope. Just reset that. I just happened to touch the screen on accident.
Yeah, oh. Sure. No, sure.
Like, if you touch the screen at all, not even just the buzzer, it goes. Yeah. So I was like, oh. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll start over. Okay. Steve Martin, Layla Robbins, Michael McKean, Kevin Bacon, and John Candy. John.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
That's correct.
Yes!
I was thinking, whatchamacallit?
I think...
What's the one with... I can't even think of it. I could see the video cover with Steve Martin in it.
What, The Jerk or something?
No, John Candy. No, I don't think. it's like a cop spoof movie. The cover's him like this, or maybe that's not even Steve Martin. Nope, definitely not Steve Martin. I'm thinking of what's his name?
Steve Guttenberg?
Haven't heard that name in forever.
Right? Well, actually, a couple weeks ago when we announced the Disney Plus remake of Three Men and a Baby.
That's true. Yes, we did. All right.
Okay.
So, John, what's your category? Oh, that's right. We're still in it. My bad. Aren't we?
No, he said playing trains at all.
That's true. Okay. Then yes, John, it is yours.
I got it right.
Losing it. I'm
what is it? What is... I think, if I recall correctly, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is either rated PG or PG-13. I don't think it was... Was it made after PG-13 became a thing?
I believe so. Or before? I think it might have been before.
Might have been before. Can I just double check that quick?
Sure.
Oops. Did not mean to do that.
You guys do know which movie caused PG-13 to become a thing, right?
It was the second Indiana Jones.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is rated R. Okay. Okay, I could have swore something like somebody was saying like it was rated PG-13 or R or PG or something like that, which is crazy because it has a lot of F-bombs in one scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like the most, like for a while there, I think it was like the most F-bombs in one scene.
Yep.
When he's trying to get a rental car.
Yeah.
would you be able to reset it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Reset.
Can we go to
score? Do you know that was fiction written by Alexander Dumas?
Okay. After this, there's two more scores left.
Alrighty. I got nothing.
Ben Stiller. Alan?
No, let it play. Hold on.
You hit the button, man. You gotta answer.
It's Meet the Parents.
That's correct.
That was way too long, dude. That was way too long. Like,
I was second guessing myself. I was like, I think it is. And I was like, oh crap, is it?
All right. Alan, it's your board.
Duel?
Okay. Alright, do I have it online? Okay. Duo. Jonah Hill and Michael John.
Well, I know it's super bad.
That's correct. Alright, John, it's your board.
Let's do We're All This Together.
We're all in this together. Alright, this is the last of We're in This Together.
You wanna unlock it?
No. What do you think this is? All right. So, Bill Pullman, Mel Brooks, Rick Moranis.
Spaceballs?
Correct. Mm. Okay.
I think that was the only one on that category I got.
So then, Alan, it's your board.
Plots.
Movie plots. Oh, make sure. Okay. Unlocked. Okay. Two men fight over the best Facebook status. Alan.
Social Network.
That's correct. All right, Alan.
I want to do Duo, but I don't because John's too fast on the buzzer. But we got to challenge ourselves. Duo.
Okay. All right, this is the last Duo.
You want to unlock it quick?
All right, this one might be really fast. Seth Rogen and James Franco. Who was that? Oh, okay. Duh. That was John.
What?
Wasn't it? Oh. Did I not hit unlock before?
No, you did. Was it showing as me being green?
Oh, no, it showed red.
You hit it before me.
This is The Interview.
Incorrect.
Pineapple Express.
That's correct.
Oh, they were duels in many movies, so I had to guess one.
Wait. What? No. That's okay, there we go. So I don't know why it hit wrong. That was weird. But okay, we got it.
Okay.
Okay. So, it's your board.
Which ones are we out of again?
So, we are out of Duo.
Mm-hmm.
I have one left of Movie Plus Explained Badly.
Mm-hmm.
I have Score. So Movie Plus is playing badly. I have one left and Score.
Let's do Score.
Okay. Score, all right. Oh, I need to unlock it beforehand. Okay.
Is it Up?
Incorrect.
God, I should know this.
Hints or anything?
Not yet, not yet. Was that the end of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oops. Thank God that wasn't the next one.
I don't even know. I need a hint.
Okay, so that'll unlock it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a movie about horse racing. Also stars Tobey Maguire.
Seabiscuit.
That's correct. Oops. All right. That's correct. All right, so now
very much like a DreamWorks. Like.
So we have one left of Score and one left of Movie Plots.
One left. I thought we had just to finish Score.
No, he didn't say how many we had left of Score. He just said we had Score left.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's go to Movie Plots.
Okay. Unlock. All right, last Movie Plots. Mother and daughter hide from robbers in plain sight. John.
Oh, in plain sight.
Were you going to say the whatever movie with... can't even remember her name. The one where they hide in the box. Panic Room. That's what I was thinking.
I was going to say Panic Room.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes! Wait, it is Panic Room?
Yep.
You're welcome.
No, I was going to say Panic Room. I was going to say Panic Room.
But he said in plain sight, and I was like, is that right?
Yeah. That's why I was going to second guess myself, but then I was like, no, I should just say Panic Room. And then you're like, were you going to say that one that was like, oh, what's it called, Panic Room? Yeah, actually I was.
All right, so we're on the last one, and that is Score.
Alrighty.
So let me get out of that. Oh, I need to reset it. I think I know how to do this by now. Okay, so last Score.
You want to unlock him again?
This one might be fast.
Oh.
Who was that?
Well, but is your button green?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna pause it. Okay, yes.
I might even get this wrong, actually. Is that Monsters, Inc.?
That's correct.
Okay. I was like, is it? When he said it was gonna be fast, I was like, it's either Monsters, Inc. or Toy Story.
So... I've got to say that this week was a very close score.
Did we score? Tie?
Somebody won by one. And Alan, you had 11. And John, you had 12.
Damn!
I get the belt for another week. And then after that, it's not mine anymore. That was close.
Yeah. I wonder what happened. What's the one we didn't get? None of us got.
The game.
The game. Yeah, no. Not even, not a clue.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's better when it goes back and forth like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Like, last week was kind of painful. Sorry, Travis.
But no, it's okay. It's true. Last week was not my finest hour.
Well, there was that one week where I was down, like, well, I was like, 8-1, mm-hmm. And then I came roaring back. Yeah, I don't think I won, but I came back and almost.
Yeah, you almost had it that week.
Yeah.
That was crazy. That was crazy. Yeah, no, that was fun. Those, Travis, I do gotta say,
mm-hmm.
The movies, sometimes, the movies that you bring into the quiz, I've never heard of, not
really?
Gonna lie.
Really? Okay.
It's not like cult classics or anything like that. Yeah. It's like, okay. You know, stuff that even if you haven't seen it, you can be like, oh, that's, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I don't know.
Did you guys get the categories at all?
John Candy, Randy Newman. I don't, well, the duo's not themed, was it?
No, it was not.
No.
What's and the other one? Movie plots?
Movie plots.
David Fincher.
That's correct. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Very nice.
Oh, he did direct Panic Room.
Mm-hmm.
I
that'll go down as a dumb moment for me. Not as bad as Firefly Serenity, but
no, 100% honesty though. I was going to say Panic Room before you said anything.
Well, I didn't know. I was like half joking, like, oh, Panic Room, because like, you know, yeah, well, hiding in plain sight. I'm like, it's not Panic Room because they're
you,
in a...
When you said that made me not only second guess but third guess myself. Because like when Travis said in plain sight, I was like, wait, is it Panic Room? And then you're like, oh well, it's probably, you know, it's gonna be like Panic Room or something. I was like, is it Panic Room?
Yeah, I guess.
But that, yeah, I remember watching that one.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like when it first came out, and I haven't even thought of it since.
I can't even think of her name.
Jodie Foster?
No.
The daughter? Or
she played Bella. What's her name?
Kristen Stewart?
Yeah, Stewart. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's when she was like 14 or mm-hmm. something. Like, she was super young in that movie.
Yep. And Forrest Whitaker's in that movie.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
There was one of your scores that... Actually, I think it was... No. I don't remember which one it was. But I was listening to it, and I thought it was going to be, I can't remember the exact name of it, but it's Whatever in the Four Realms that just came out.
The Nutcracker one?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I definitely thought it was, like, it almost sounded like that.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you went the composer route.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to rack my brain on what composer I could even do.
Mm.
So I had to Google.
What did I do last? Oh, I did James Newton Howard. That's right.
But yeah, I think, do you guys got anything else that you want to throw out there into the wild?
I got nothing.
Him. Hmm?
Him.
Oh, yeah. Alrighty, well, if that's the case, go ahead and visit us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/moviesarething. We are also on Twitter and Instagram @moviesarething. No spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that @moviesarething. Go ahead and say hi to us. And, what was the one thing that we were saying for them to do?
For them to tell us what,
Their favorite football movie.
Yes.
Football movie, yeah.
Let us know your favorite football movie, and then
Sports movie in general.
No, we're keeping it football.
We're gonna keep it football.
We're keeping it football.
It's football to start. All
right,
but not soccer.
Yeah,
American football.
Americano.
Soccer's Big Green, of course.
Not Bend It Like Beckham.
No, I never liked that one.
Big Green is classic.
What is it? It's She's the Man.
I never saw that one.
Whatever happened to Amanda Bynes?
She went a little crazy.
Did she? I thought she...
Yeah.
Oh, Hillary Duff's the one that never went crazy.
Yeah, Hillary Duff... Actually, I think Hillary Duff is in the process of making a new episodes of Lizzie McGuire.
Wow.
Oh, dang.
But I think the little brother went crazy a little bit.
That's okay.
What's it, like Max or whatever?
Can't be as bad as Beans from Even Stevens.
People used to tell me I looked like him when I was younger and, like, chubbier. I was like, oh, thanks, guys.
Now that I think about it, yes.
Let's see here. Yeah, so announced TV series Lizzie McGuire for 2020.
Okay.
And, I mean, it says 13 episodes, but yeah, very nice. Okay, in that case, just a little bit of trivia tidbit for you, I guess.
Woot.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. Make sure to catch us next week for another episode of Movies Are a Thing. And with that, I think it's about that time.
There it comes.
Cue the outro!
Thank you for listening to Movies Are a Thing.
Come back next week for more movies and tangents with us.
Yeah. You guys ready for this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alrighty. It's going to be one of those nights.
See, this is why Fridays are more fun.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Travis, I do want to point out that the shirt you're wearing is awesome.
Thank you. Because this is my boomstick.
Underrated movie.
Yes, it is. I need a speaker.
Need a speaker?
Alright. I don't have it unlocked yet. Yeah?
Right.
Are you trying to tell me Morse code here or what?
Yep.
Okay.
Can we,
I'm trying to get my volume up on this.
Should just be on the side.
Oh, there we go.
Or you can do that too.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Okay, I'm connected to the Bluetooth, clearly.
Yeah, you can turn the Bluetooth off if you just pull down from the top.
Pew, pew. Connected.
Thank you.
What? Just John's face when it went off.
Alright, okay. Where are we going, John?
Okay, let's reset it.
Let me just make sure this works.
Yeah, it takes a second for mine two to go through.
Yeah. I didn't realize Hilary Duff was our age.
Yeah. Well,
she's a little older.
2 years. Less than 2 years for me.
Yeah, it says she's 32.
Yeah. September 28th, 1987.
Cheaper by the dozen. Oh, my God. Agent Cody Banks. You guys remember that movie?
Yeah. And wasn't he in Just in Time, too? Like the Disney Channel movie, Just in Time, where he's like the boxcar racer?
Oh, yep.
Frankie Muniz?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Big Fat Liar.
I loved that movie.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about Big Fat Liar.
I loved that.
With Amanda Bynes.
Donald Faison, too.
Yep.
And Paul Giamatti as the Big Fat Liar.
Yep. And I think you were thinking of Staying Alive for that movie.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, is Staying Alive.
With Frankie Muniz?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. I was like, what's it called? I was like, I just watched it a couple months ago.
Before you said who was in it, I was halfway thinking Gamer as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
And Michael C. Hall.
Yeah.
I guess Hilary Duff was in The Haunting of Sharon Tate in 2019.
Interesting.
Oh, she was also in Casper Meets Wendy back in 1998.
Yep. I remember that. She was Wendy, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. The Lizzie McGuire movie. I remember that. What was the name of her guy friend who was in the friend zone, but then...
Gordo, yep.
And then they actually... He got out of the friend zone.
Goals.
Oh, I wonder what he's up to. Adam Lamberg.
Yep.
36. I don't think he's doing much right now. Yeah, Lizzie McGuire's sequel show is bringing back Adam Lambert as Gordo. Oh, wow.
Interesting.
He's probably like, oh, finally.
Yep.
I can make money again.
And apparently Lane is coming back as Miranda. Oh, wow.
That's what I'm saying. I was like,
Oh, sorry, not Max. Matt.
Jake Thomas. Matthew McGuire. He is
going to be in the... I guess I was thinking of somebody else, but dude, he was born like a year after you.
Who, Matthew?
Matt McGuire, Jake Thomas.
Yeah, Matt McGuire.
January 30th, 1990.
Oh, dang.
That is crazy.
I'm looking at the cast. Ethan Kraft, the kid that all of them thought was like the hot dude in school. He had like the long hair. And I remember there was always that scene. They're like, what's the secret to your hair? He's like, they say to lather, rinse, and repeat. I don't repeat.
Holy cow. He looks nothing. I get him.
The guy who played Clayton Snyder, I guess, yeah, is his name. He grew up.
Wow.
I don't even know what the heck else he's been in. Let's see.
Ham on Rye. I mean, not a lot. I mean, he's been in a lot, but nothing big.
Was he in Blubberella?
He was in College Humor's Comedy Music Hall of Fame in 2015. And he was on Edgar Allan Poe's Murder Mystery Dinner Party. Oh, okay. Oh, shoot. I guess I should probably stop the recording, huh?
Yeah.
Stop.